This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
All right, it's a very special night. It's what we call match night. Joel Vanderspeck is with us, and the ladies' lounge tonight will be a little bit different as we are entertaining this idea of liberating lives from slavery into freedom, and we are doing it as part of our spring initiative. We have a spring initiative every year. We seek to make a difference in the world. I'm very, very blessed. Beyond even what words can express, I feel blessed to be able to do what I do. I sometimes pinch myself. I get to talk to people on radio, hundreds of radio stations, on television, every weekend, on Biz TV, here on Radio Night Live, but then usually three times on Fox News during the week, and sometimes other. So Newsmax had me on last week, and in the last couple of weeks, I've done so much stuff. And I made a deal a long time ago with God. It wasn't really a deal. I said, okay, you've allowed me to have and to see what this platform has grown into. And it's all been by him. It's all been by his blessing the time and the opportunity as it's presented itself. And there's been ups and downs, and it's, you know, there have been times where you think, oh, I don't know, I think I'm going to quit. And he's always just made way for the next thing to just always be better. And so I just felt really convicted about that. And I said to God a long time ago, as a sign of gratitude for what you have done, I will use a portion of what this platform is to help other people, to make the world a better place. And when I heard, oh man, it's been years now, a dozen years ago, about the Slave Liberation Project that CSI, Christian Solidarity International, has been involved in and been doing, I knew that this was one of the things that I wanted to be part of, partly because there are very few people that still know about it. So it needs more attention to be brought to it. But the second thing is that it's just doing amazingly good work. And if you were not able to join us at the end of last hour, we played you a little story. But I'm going to do something kind of controversial here. I'm going to turn around and play the same story again in this hour, because there's some stations that have joined us since the last hour. It's all a brand new audience, basically, in radio in many respects, and some of you on television as well. You only get the second hour first or whatever. But since we would normally open up the ladies' lounge at the beginning of hour two, I thought tonight we'll highlight some women's stories. And this first one that I just saw it for the first time just before we went on the air tonight, it really broke my heart. And so this is a young woman named Adut, and this is what her life became as a slave, and then through the liberation of Christian Solidarity. Take a listen to this.
My name is Adut Ajeng. When I was a young girl, the raiders from the north attacked my village and took me away. We walked for 10 days. I saw many terrible things. Some of my friends were killed because they could not keep up. I was sold to a family. I was forced to be a slave, to work for my master and his family with no pay. Very little rest. When the master didn't like the food I made, he would say horrible things to me and beat me. He forced me to pray as a Muslim. At night, I prayed in secret and asked God to rescue me. After 5 years as a slave, I was losing hope. Then one day, I heard good news. There was someone who came to our area to free us, to bring us back to South Sudan. When I came back to my village, everyone was so happy. They cried when they saw me. They couldn't believe I was alive. Now I am back with my people. I am happy. I am free. I thank God for answering my prayers.
It's just overwhelming. And if you're watching on Biz TV right now, that line of people that you see walking one by one, that is how they get there. They walk from the north, and sometimes they walk all night, overnight, to get to the South Sudanese border. But once they get there, they're to some degree safe, because Christian Solidarity International is there operating a camp of sorts that allows them to some time to recover. As you can imagine, there's a lot of trauma in what they've experienced, having been taken forcibly as slaves, having been forcibly enslaved for a number of years, and then to suddenly have their freedom. It's not something that they are accustomed to. So having said that, that's why we're here tonight. That story, the liberation of someone like Adut, who was forced into slavery, forced into basically sexual slavery. Her kids have been human trafficked. These are all things that are just common there. But someone cared enough to say, nope, we're going to put an end to this cycle for you. And friends, there are 52 that we started the night with that still are not free, that we have the opportunity to set free tonight. And because it's a match night, there is an incentive that if we get this done in the next hour, that there is a person that is a longtime donor to CSI who's very generous and said, for the remaining 47 minutes of tonight's show, we will liberate one for one. Every slave that Kevin McCullough's audience liberates tonight, they're going to liberate as well. And so you can invoke that. You can get twice as many slaves freed. We just need you to call and make your first gift. $250 frees the slave. If you need to split it up over 2 months, that's 125 times two. Friends, you're gonna save a life. You're going to save a life. You're going to liberate someone who has lived in zero freedom. When you call 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. If you want to give online, it's real super easy. CSI-USA.org. CSI-USA.org. And go to my picture at the bottom of that homepage. There's a little donate button just to the side of my picture. You can click on that and go right through and give online super easy as well. Joel Vanderspeck is back with us for hour two tonight. And Joel, I know that when you hear that video and you lived it, you took the drones and you shot the picture and you tell the story, and it's very powerful. I know that that had to just mess you up for days.
Yeah. Well, yes, Ken. I just got back from the field, and I've been very weepy since I got back a little over a week ago. And I mean, Adut's story is just one of, and this instance last month, over 400 that we've freed. So, I mean, those stories run deep, and there's a long history for every one of them. It's not just a year or two. Some of them have been enslaved for over 20 years. So it has had a profound impact on me, and it's... Yeah, it's not always easy.
What are some of the things? I want to go back to the camp, because I think that the camp, and even the short amount of time that you guys are able to give them to recover, is really important. When someone has faced severe trauma, and we think of PTSD, we think of rape survivors, we think of those things in the context of an American society, and those things are horrific, and we have all the resources here to help. Mm-hmm. What is the life of a woman who has been serially raped after being, in many instances, forcibly having her genitals mutilated by the Islamic master?
Right. Well, one of the privileges I had, Kevin, this last trip was interviewing three different people who had been free for over 5 years already. They'd been back in South Sudan. Mm. And one of the ladies that I interviewed, her name is Alek. And she had faced all those things that you had just mentioned. And I could not believe the joy on her face. She walked over and sat down for the interview. It had been 5 years, but you can tell there had been a tremendous amount of healing. And it's something miraculous. As you said, they don't have the resources. I mean, we literally sat outside of a mud hut, which is one of the houses in her village, and she explained to me the story of her abduction, her time in captivity, her liberation, and her time back at home. And her time back at home, she said she wasn't going to church before she got abducted. And she got back after being liberated by CSI's efforts. She heard that there was God-fearing people that helped enable her to be free.
Hmm.
So she decided to go to her local church, and we're talking something very simple. I visited a few of them there. Thatched roof, very small structure.
Sure.
But they sing songs about freedom. They're singing songs about spiritual freedom, as one would do in a church, about salvation. But for her, it was so much more personal. It was about that actual physical salvation, that
okay.
physical.
Hold that thought, Joel. We're coming right back. Friends, the phone number is open and the match is on. 888-342-1010. 44 minutes left in tonight's match.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain. But you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough back in New York. Normally, we are in the midst of the Ladies' Lounge at this point in the show, and so tonight we are highlighting some stories of some of the women that Christian Solidarity International has actually freed and given brand new lives to. Joel Vanderspeck is back with us from Southern California. He's been with us all evening. And, Joel, I know that there was one young girl. We heard in the last hour about the story of one young boy, but I know there was a young girl that captured your heart while you were there as well. Talk to us about this young lady.
Right. So after spending time with Bach, I got to meet Luelle. And Luelle's 12 years old, and she was very shy in speaking to us at first because, of course, she faced her entire life of enslavement and abuse. She was born into slavery. She was also taken away from her mother 3 years ago. And she was put into another Muslim family where she was forced to help rear the children, to be like the live-in nanny, except she was not treated well. She was beaten every time the kids would start crying, and the slave master would come in the room, why are my kids crying, and continue to beat her and treat her just so horribly. She was losing hope. She couldn't imagine any positive future for herself. She actually did try to escape. And she ran from the house, and after about 15 minutes of her escape attempt, she got to the precipice of a forest, and she looked into those deep, dark woods, and she realized she wasn't going to make it alive if she tried to. She didn't know what direction to go in. There's wild animals in there. She decided to go back, and she got back to the family without them realizing that she had tried to escape. And she had no way of being liberated until our slave retriever met with her slave master and negotiated, gave him the cattle vaccine to help keep his cattle alive, and she was freed. She did that seven-day march back to South Sudan, and we got some
7 days.
7 days only.
As a 12-year-old.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. And she had never seen her home country in her life, so it was the first days that we met her back in South Sudan. Although she had dreamt about South Sudan, she heard about how beautiful it was. And when I met her, I asked, "Do you have any hope for the? Have you ever dreamt about the future? What it might look like for you if you could do, well, you know, if you could live in liberty and have a life?" She said, "I would love to go to school, but I don't know how I would pay for it. They just have simple fees, like buying school uniforms." And so someone stepped up to the plate and helped provide school fees for Luelle. And she said, "Also, I've never been to church in my life." She was forced to go to the mosque, forced into Islam. And she said, "I would love to go to church." And so I had the privilege, Kevin, of bringing Luelle to a church for the first time in her life.
Wow.
And the look on her face as she stepped into that door and the singing was already going on. We're talking about a large church. It's the size of a living room, let's say. A thatched roof. The benches are branches from trees. And she sat down towards the front. And with the singing, she was filled with joy. And they were singing songs of salvation. They were singing songs of freedom. And for her, that was a beautiful homecoming and a beautiful welcome to her new life and liberty. After the service, the people in the congregation poured out of that little church, and they had a ceremony where they welcomed her back to South Sudan. They hugged her, they gave her words of welcome and words of blessing. And to see that personally, how one person, one life like Luelle's is transformed through someone here in this country stepping up and saying, "Enough is enough. Let's free these people. Let's bring these people back home." And Luelle's hope to go to school is going to come true. Her hope to be able to go to a church is coming true. But she has one more hope. It's to see her mom again. And her mom's still enslaved. We want to go back and we want to find Luelle's mom and bring her home. She will be one of the people that we, God willing, free and bring back to South Sudan to have another family reunited.
Friends, you can help make that happen tonight. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And you can do twice as much good tonight by giving that gift now, because it's going to go twice as far. Your gift is going to turn into two people being liberated. So for $250. $50 tonight, not only the one you're liberating, but then the one that will be matched according to the matching donor. It's going to make all the difference in the world. And young 12-year-old girls like Aloel are going to be liberated. These stories are overwhelming in terms of emotions for me personally, because I think of my little 4-year-old, my 5-year-old daughter. And Joel, I know you're the dad of a young girl. So my 5-year-old had her first dance recital last Saturday. And she did her little dance, and we gave her flowers, and it's all like, I have to think that someone like Aloel would look at that and think how utterly surreal that it is that someone can have so much joy and fun in life because they live in a home where the parents protect them from the evil sources of what's going on around them, and they're able to, like, we have so little frame of reference for what these slaves have been through.
Right.
And it's one of the reasons why I feel like we have to tell these stories. I'm reminded of a woman named Macau who got released not long ago. She told the story to CSI back in 2014, I guess, maybe 2016. But she was talking about the night when she was taken into her picture's on the screen right now if you want to look at her there on Biz TV. But she said the horses came at night. The raiders came, shot all of my brothers and sisters. She watched them shoot at my brothers and sisters. I saw the rest flee into the bush. I assumed they were dead. We had 4 brothers, 3 sisters. She said, I haven't seen any of them since that night. But on the way to the north, the slave raiders cut one person's throat right in front of me, beat 2 others to death. The Arab in charge of them said, I don't need these people. She said, sometimes my slave master, whose name was Muhammad, forced me to pray as a Muslim, holding a stick above my head, and the implication was he would beat her if she did not conform. She said, I remembered my faith from where I came from in the South, her Christian faith. She said, and I prayed every day to go back. She said, I so long to see my siblings. She said, I have good memories for them, and as long as I stay in the South, I'm going to have hope to find them. Friends, her name is Macau. That's another woman who lived this hellish existence. There are more that we will tell you about before we're through tonight. But friends, it's just one person at a time, one person who the rest of the world has forgotten about, one person that the rest of the world has more or less thrown away, one person that some people may even resent is being talked about tonight because they have other causes that they feel like are more important. But I can't let this go. I can't put my head on my pillow tonight and think that all is well with the world when there are tens of thousands of South Sudanese women and children that are still in these circumstances. So that's just on my heart and something that is not, that's not going anywhere. It's one of the reasons why we're doing this. We have to tell people. And then for those of you, and I'm looking for 52 people out of the entire 66 million households that get the TV feed and the 300 radio stations that get this show tonight. I'm looking for 52 people. Out of all of those people, I just need 52 of you to do $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, $125 a month for 2 months, or a one-time gift of $250. And in fact, I've got a special challenge for you when we come back, because what if we could do a 2-to-1 match for a very short period of time? What if you help?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in Tokyo, where he's expected to talk trade with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
Commerce between the United States and Japan is essential to ensuring a future of peace and prosperity for all of our citizens. That relationship is so important.
Vice President Mike Pence gave the commencement address Saturday at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point.
Duty, honor, country. Those words are engraved on your class ring, but they're also now embedded in your hearts. And they're the values that will carry you from this day in service to this great nation.
and severe weather is threatening parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas on this Memorial Day weekend. While the West will continue to be cool, the Southeast continues to be unseasonably warm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
And Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Of all the boys... Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys.
Glad to have you with us live from New York, Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, and we are very, very grateful for those of you that have been calling. In fact, in the last little while, Vicky from Chicago with a $50 gift, I'm assuming that's a $50 a month gift for 5 months, that's going to help a child or a slave become free tonight. Amy from Urbandale, Iowa. If I'm reading that correctly, a one-time gift, liberating a slave. Michelle from Glendale, Arizona, also liberating a slave. And in just the last few minutes, there was a young man by the name of Ronald from Winter Park, Florida, also liberating a slave. I want to say thank you to all of you tonight for the next 25 minutes. Every slave we can liberate, there is a matching challenge underway by a single donor who is very, very passionate about this with CSI. They're going to step up and give a personal gift to match what we do here. But the thing is, it needs to occur in the next 25 minutes. When we started the night, we were 52 lives away from getting everybody that was on the list. We were 52 lives away. By my math, we've knocked off several of those in the last little bit. And there's plenty of time. If we did two phone calls per minute, taking care of a slave each for the rest of this hour, we would take care of all of the slaves that we had at the beginning of the night. So we don't even need that many now. And I want to talk to those of you that have the ability to do something significant, which we have not mentioned much of tonight. But if you're able to, and I realize that this is a very, big thing that I'm talking about. But if you're able to, and if you live in the continental United States, if you are able to take care of 10 children tonight, Kevin McCullough, I will buy you dinner. We'll either bring you to New York or I'll come to you. But if you're willing to do a 10-child gift of $2,500, you and I will have dinner together. We will we'll talk about CSI. We'll talk about politics. There were those of you that had talked to me and wanted to know my opinions on this or that over the week. I'll find a way to make it happen. But if you would like to meet in person, if we bring you to New York, you can come into the studio on the night of the show. We'll have dinner. It'll be a really, really fantastic time. But I wanna hold that out there, because if you do 10, that means the matching challenge is going to add 10 more. And that means that we've changed 20 lives in the course of one gift. Friends, I just feel obligated to try my hardest and to try my best to do everything that we can. Now, I realize that's going to appeal to a very small sliver of folk. What's going to be far more doable for nearly everybody that's watching tonight is you could probably give $25 a month for 10 months. Almost everyone that's viewing or listening to the show would have the ability to do just that. $25 a month for 10 months. There are those of you that could probably do $50 a month for 5 months. That will also take care of one complete slave, $250, 5 times 50. There are some of you that could do $125 over 2 months. And before the end of June would come around, you would have liberated a slave that could then be liberated by this summer, which was our goal, to get these 82 freed by this summer. There are quite a few of you left, and I know this because there are literally millions and millions that have access to the show tonight. We only needed 52 of you to do a one-time gift of $250 or one of these combinations I've been describing. You've seen the good that it's done. You have heard the stories of the women and the children that are impacted by having all of their rights taken away from them. You know, one of the things that's interesting about what we do in the States is we complain about the rights that we're losing and we're kind of voluntarily giving them up to bigger and bigger government all the time, etc. You don't hear a lot of discussions about people that have been forcibly removed from having any rights, which are the people that were taken in the war in South Sudan and then in the slave process since. So, friends, whatever I have to do, I at one point in time I was willing to shave my head live on the show, but then I realized none of you would be challenged by that because I don't have any hair to begin with. But I want to do something. I want to incentivize you. I want to say, what can we do together? So if you're able to do a 10-child gift tonight, you're going to have dinner with me. It'll be here in New York City or where you live. We'll work on the details. We'll figure out the plane transportation, all the rest of it. But if you're able to do that, the first one that is able to do that tonight will have that opportunity. 888-342-1010. It's match night. Joel Vanderspeck is still with us when we come back from this break. A couple of other stories that we want to share with you. And the phone lines are open. 21 more minutes left in the challenge. 21 more minutes to get your gift matched dollar for dollar, slave for slave that we liberate tonight. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
KMC.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for joining us. In the break, I got this very humorous little message from a friend. Said, that's the $2,500 gift. What if we wanted to give $5,000? Okay, here's the thing. You want to give a $5,000 gift? You're going to help 20 kids, that's going to be 40 kids if you double that up tonight. But if you want to do a $5,000 gift, I'll let you co-host the show with me. We'll do dinner. You can come in. And Gino in New York, if you're listening, this is the chance you've been waiting for. That's all I got to do. Got to help 20 kids. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, thanking you for being here. 888-342-1010. It's match night. There are 16 minutes left in this hour, and that's when the opportunity to get your dollars matched slave for slave and liberated will come to an end. So please, please, please make those calls now. 888-342-1010. You can also give online at csi-usa.org, csi-usa.org. Let's go back to Southern California. That's where Joel Vanderspeck is joining us live from the CSI domain tonight. And he just got back from Sudan just last week. And I remember, Joel, when I did this a few trips to places that were significantly different than America, I remember almost almost an allergic reaction to the conveniences in America. When, like, when I came back from Haiti the first time, it was like, who orders cheese pizza at a restaurant? Like, it didn't fit my system. It didn't even, I couldn't even comprehend it because, like, I'd been eating rice and beans for 12 days at that point.
Yeah.
I know that you've had some pretty strong reaction. What does that mean to you since you've been back?
Well, it's thinking about the people. I mean, the life in South Sudan is one, they're looking forward to coming back to that life, and I enjoy it when I visit there too. It's completely different, of course, culturally and the food, but the South Sudanese are such beautiful people, and I think anyone that goes to visit, they receive such a wonderful welcome. But seeing, those returned South Sudanese, those that have been enslaved for 10, 20 plus years, coming back and that look of joy on their faces, you can see the hardship. Some of the young men that I spoke to could barely talk properly because they were only used to talking to a slave master that would abuse them
right.
on a moment by moment basis.
Wow.
The one kid couldn't raise his voice. He couldn't use his voice properly. But seeing them reunited and many of them didn't have any other friends from their own tribe. They only had the Muslim family that were abusing them. So they were making friends again for the first time, and that was beautiful to see, those connections. And the hope of wanting to find family members and saying, I hope, you know, that I'll get to meet my brother again. I don't know if he's alive or if he was abducted too, but I believe some of my family are going to be just waiting for me. And you imagine the shock. Kevin, going to a village that you grew up in and seeing people that you hadn't seen for 10, 15 years, and they thought maybe you had died during the Civil War, and you come back and you're alive.
Right.
I mean, so it's not just the person who's been impacted who we free. It's an entire community that receives that loved one back. And we even have stories of people that CSI have freed, and they've gone on to do incredible things. There's one or two here in the U.S. There's pastors of churches in South Sudan. They rose up to the challenge of leadership in their own communities. So the impact just continues to spread. It's amazing.
Yeah. No, and it's considering where they start, because all of their stories begin with trauma. They're either born into slavery or they've been kidnapped or enslaved against their will through the act of war. And now these number of years that CSI has been doing this, some 80,000 plus human slaves that have been liberated, but to know that there are still tens of thousands more that need our help. And that may seem overwhelming, friend, if you're watching or listening tonight. So I get where you're at with that. But think about this. We don't have to think about the tens of thousands. We know that tonight there were 52 when we started this show that were identified as needing to be rescued. We know that those 52 have names. We know those 52 have stories. We know where they are. We know who they are. We know that if we simply supply the bags of hope and secure the cattle vaccine, that we can liberate those 52 even before our own Independence Day, July 4th, this year. Those 52 could start new lives. But it takes people who care. It requires us to dig a little bit deeper into our own heart and ask the question, well, wait a minute, what if it was my child that had been taken into that slavery? What if it was my family member that had been wrongfully snatched from us? To what length would we go to? I'm often reminded, Joel, of the Otto Warmbier story from North Korea. A lot of people don't really remember, but Otto Warmbier was a young American student that was on a trip to South Korea, decided to take an entree into North Korea, did something the North Korean authorities didn't like, and he was thrown in jail. And when he got back to the States, he was so abused and so forth that his body just basically collapsed and gave up over time. What we're talking about is the similar kind of abuse of not just one person who had the American people and the President of the United States able to weigh in on his behalf to be able to get him home in time that he could see his parents before he passed away. What we're talking about are the forgotten people that governments didn't even try to rescue when they solved the war. We're talking about people that have no one advocating for them. No one's on their side. No one's saying, hey, come and help. No one except Christian Solidarity International. and Kevin McCullough and the people that we're talking with tonight. But who else is out there? There's no powerful global leader that's saying we've got to get these people home. Friends, if we don't do it, it won't get done. And these 52 people have names and stories. They count. They are important. They're important to God. He made them. They're important to us. 888-342-1010. That's why in these final 10 minutes, there's 10 minutes left in this hour, every slave we liberate going to be matched tonight, person for person. But it won't happen if we don't call. So let's do our part now. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Joel, real quickly, 10 seconds or so before we go to break, what's one thing good that happens to a woman who comes home liberated from her enslavement?
She meets her family again, and she finds a spiritual family that she never had as well. And can I just add this, Kevin? I told you about Elek. She started going to church for the first time, and she said this is what she does when she goes to church. She prays for the people who helped liberate her from slavery. So we talk about giving and receiving back when you give. Imagine someone who you helped free from slavery who will then go to a church and start praying for you and God to bless your life.
Yeah. And I'm sure another part of their prayer is to bring the ones home that aren't home yet. 888-342-1010 is the number. If you want to give online, it's csi-usa.org. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Kevin McCullough.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If if you're just joining us, that is the most beautiful shot of Lower Manhattan tonight. The Freedom Tower standing tall above what I am biased in believing is the world's greatest city. I haven't liked our mayor or some of the politics of it in recent years, but nonetheless, I still think it's great. And I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you again to those of you that have been calling in the last few minutes. In fact, there's a number of people to thank. Oliver from Port Jefferson Station, New York, thank you for your gift. Percy from Las Lunas, New Mexico, a $250 gift, helping a child. And Ivan from Rahway, New Jersey, the $125 amount is what's listed there. And thank you for that. And then also, in the last few minutes, Patrick called, making a pledge on the, and they're working out the details of that. I'm wondering if that's going to be that 10-child opportunity. I'm going to have to buy Patrick dinner. Gary from Pleasant Hill, $250 from Pleasant Hill, Iowa tonight. Thank you for your heart for the enslaved. And Ronald and Sarah called earlier, both of them doing a full slave each as well. And friends, each one of you that have been hearing about this for the first time, it's not too late. We've got 4 minutes left in this hour. If you make a gift in the next 4 minutes, it will be counted and there will be a match given, slave for slave. So I'm encouraged by what's happened tonight. I want to ask you to keep this in prayer, because until all 52 are released, I'm not gonna let it go. So let's get this done. Let's make sure that we help all 52 of these people find freedom tonight. Joel Vanderspeck has been with us. He's the executive director of CSI. He is largely on the ground, going to the places where CSI is working and seeing what they are doing face to face. And Joel, I know that Bach and Aluel and these stories are going to live on with you. But you did say you are going to produce them up, and they're going to be these stories are going to be visible on the CSI website.
Yes, we'll have them edited in the next few weeks, and we'll put them on our website. We'll put them on social media. We would love to share the stories with your listeners, Kevin, to have the even more realistic perspective on how these people are being freed and the impact that they can make by giving, yeah, even tonight.
Well, we're excited about that. And friends, this is where so people ask me all the time, do you get depressed having to talk about the slave issue? And I say no. Now, if I was just talking about how bad slavery was and just saying, you know, this is what we're dealing with, and this is why how bad it is in the world stage today, and just ended there, it would be very depressing. But the fact that CSI brings about a good ending to the story, they liberate them, they get them home, they give them the bag of hope, they start little micro businesses for themselves, they help them eat for the coming year. There's all of this good stuff. You can't help but be full of joy about what is happening and seeing how it's going to really make a difference and matter over the course of eternity in many instances. Joel, thanks for staying up with us tonight. And I know it's not as late on the West Coast, but we do appreciate you taking your evening out on the holiday weekend.
It's a pleasure, Kevin. Thank you as well for helping tell these stories of people in South Sudan.
We're going to keep at it until they're all free, until they're all home. That's the goal. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next week, but call now.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
641 and get the